A definition of spirit. Let's recap. Words can have many definitions and many meanings. You can work with more than one definition, if you like, just as you can learn to speak more than one language. Our definition for today, spirit is identity. If there's a word for it, that's a sure sign there's a spirit. If you don't have a word for it, if you can't identify it or perceive it, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but it doesn't exist for you. If you can perceive it, if you can identify it, that means it has something in common with you, however small that commonality may be. The more you know yourself, the more you expand your own identity, the more spirits you will have things in common with, and the more spirits you will be able to perceive. Make note, especially of the spirits born of you and the spirits from which you were born. Does that mean this video is a spirit? Why, yes, it is. Feel free to share it. Chew on it, digest it, then... Okay, I'm not going to talk about bowel movements in my very first set. Those who don't know me will find out soon enough that I can't keep it classy for long. It looks classy though, right? My softly blurred twinkle lights. I love behind the camera stuff and teaching stuff. The in front of the camera thing is a little bit new. I put a smiley face sticker on the lens to remind me to look at y'all. I've prepared 4 writing prompts or meditation prompts or thinking about spirit while you fold laundry prompts, whatever you got time for, I ain't here to judge. So grab the PDF file and you can write in it on your computer or you can print it out. You can get the file by signing up for Intro to Spirit Work, a free 7-week course covering some of the fundamental concepts of this work. Leave off the www and go to classroom.renzatopek.com to sign up. Coming up next, what is the other world? Ooh. See y'all later.